Good afternoon. Welcome to the Richie Wynn Show. He has degrees in geology and philosophy, so he's a scientist and a thinker. He studied other sciences like economics, physics, climatology, but his real love is politics, breaking down liberal arguments into their logical components and exposing their flaws. Here's the host of The Logical Choice. Here's Richie!
Good afternoon. Welcome to the program. We have a great show lined up for you today. If you'd like to call in and be part of the program, our call-in number is 888-923-1380. That's 888-923-1380. We also have our text line set up. That number, if you want to just send a text on over, don't feel like going on the air, that number is 916-234-6263. That's 916-234-6263. So the story, this has been such a big story this week. If you're not familiar with it, parts of it do feel like it's a little inside baseball, a little too into the weeds sometimes. So if you haven't heard of this, it's understandable. This case, well, this hearing that they've been doing with Fannie Willis and her lover, it's on its own, it's not that impactful. It's not that impactful to politics. It's not that impactful to the election. In principle, it is hugely important. And I suppose it does have the potential to be problematic. I mean, this is yet another DA trying to bring charges against Trump. And it's just, do you think the Democrats are misplaying their hand? I sure do. This is too much over the top. I've mentioned this before when there was the announcement of investigations, announcement of indictments, announcement of charges, announcements of verdicts. We have all the evidence. This is not a court case where new information is coming to light. That is happening with the investigation into the Bidens. Tony Bobulinski this week, he revealed some new information that just seems all the more, well, certainly concerning, to put it lightly, about what the Bidens were doing. New information is coming out, and it's important, and the Democrats are trying to keep it hushed as much as possible. They don't want that out there. With Trump, we have all the information. There's nothing new. All it is people rendering judgments, rendering opinions on the information the rest of us already know. So we know with this stupid judgment that happened this week, $350 million against Trump. Why? Because some judge decided that he thought Mar-a-Lago was worth $18 million instead of the $1 billion it is worth. Was anyone harmed in this? No. Trump went to the banks and said, I want a loan against this property. Here's what I think it's worth. The bank said, okay, we're going to appraise it as well. Yeah, okay, that sounds reasonable. We've appraised it and that seems good. Everybody was in agreement. It's worth this much. The loan is for this much. We're all good. And then somebody else comes along saying, no, I hate Trump so much. I can't imagine anything he touches is worth anything at all. In fact, that makes it worth less. I don't think it's worth that much. I wouldn't pay more than $18 million for that stupid place that has his name on it. And now, because of this guy's idiotic opinion, where no one was harmed, there was no bank saying, oh, yeah, we got hit with fraud. We were victims of that. We got screwed out of tons of money. No, Trump paid back the loans. Everybody was good. Everybody was happy. But somebody else wants to play third base coach and come in and decide, no, you guys did this wrong. Trump, you owe $350 million and you can't do business in New York for 3 years. How absurd. This isn't anything. There's nothing productive politically from this. Anybody who already hates Trump, all it's going to do is verify that, oh, yeah, you go get him. Thank goodness for that. Anybody who likes Trump is going to see how ridiculous this is. All this is Trump derangement syndrome on display. And that's exactly what's been going on with this Fannie Willis case and this RICO case she's trying to bring against Trump. So when I started the show, my very first broadcast, there was a quote that I cited. I've cited this quote since then. It's one of my favorite quotes. It's by Frank A. Clark. It says, we find comfort among those who agree with us, growth among those who don't. That quote is so important and so impactful, in my opinion. There's a wonderful article. I'm going to tell you how this relates in just a sec. There's a wonderful article written by Ben Shapiro about Fannie Willis, and he's titled it Fannie Willis and the Dunning-Kruger Effect. If you're not familiar with the Dunning-Kruger Effect, essentially it's this principle that seemingly the less you know about something, the more you think you know, more or less. People who think they overestimate their abilities. And this seems to happen more commonly the less information you have. Once you actually become an expert in something, you have a tendency to more question yourself a little bit more. Obviously, this is not universal. We have experts that still overestimate their abilities, and we have people who are the opposite of experts that may even underestimate their abilities. But this principle, I don't think it gets linked often enough to the echo chamber effect. And to me, that's what it is. And he does that. He doesn't spell it out specifically. He doesn't mention echo chamber. But he does have comments in here saying, the second paragraph. Now, if you've been made untouchable by the system and you've just been rising through the ranks for years based on your intersectional identity, you're going to think you're much better and more competent than you actually are. What he's describing there is exactly the echo chamber. This is why I think that quote from Frank A. Clark is so important. We need people in our lives who challenge us. This is why I've said on the show so many times that 90% of my friends disagree with me politically. I mean, just they're diametrically opposed, not just have a few disagreements here and there. Now, I'm not saying that everybody needs to model that, but I think all of us do need people in our lives that will challenge us. And I'm sure every parent at home listening right now is laughing at me right now. I can certainly think of two that might be listening that are laughing at this right now. We need people who challenge us. We need people who are going to not just assume what we're saying is automatically true, automatically gospel, automatically phenomenal. And what I mean, you can see this with celebrities all the time. They surround themselves intentionally or unintentionally with yes men, people who just want to fawn over them and be exactly who everything you say is phenomenal and wonderful, and we just love you so much. And they just give them this adulation, and they get this self-inflated ego. I'm not even really faulting them for having that in the first place, but then they go and they put it on display. They go and they parade out at Davos or wherever they want to fly their private jets to and talk about climate change or whatever politically minded thing their PR agents have said. Yeah, you need to get on board with this if you want to have a good appearance with the public. And they have this overinflated sense of self that they are wise, that they have the right idea on everything. And unfortunately, there's too many people in life, in society, that contribute to it. People that just think whatever celebrities say is phenomenal to listen to. But it's not limited to just celebrities. Evidently, it also includes some DAs. And this woman, if you have heard any of her testimony from this court case, I've got some audio of it that I'm going to play in a little bit. But if you've heard any of it, it's just so clear about what's going on. She has been led to believe she is a lot more convincing than she actually is. And there's two things that happen when you get to that point. One, you start making mistakes. So it's almost kind of entertaining to see these people with Trump derangement syndrome that go around just assuming, oh, yeah, doesn't everybody hate him? Doesn't everyone know he's a Nazi? And they start basing their decisions on the assumption that everybody knows he's a bigot. Everybody knows he's evil. Everybody knows how terrible he would be for the nation. Well, except for those crazy, uninformed people, but nobody with any sense actually believes this. And they make mistakes. The other thing that happens is when they do finally get challenged, they get very defiant. And that is 100% what's been going on in this case. She wasn't even asked to testify. And I'll get to a little bit. We're coming up on a break in a little bit. But when we come back, I'll get to why this case is important. Essentially, what the case is about, this is even an evidentiary hearing. She's not even really on trial. It's about whether or not she lied, whether or not she's trustworthy. And by all accounts, it seems like the answer to that is absolutely no. The same as it would be with anybody that suffers this badly from Trump derangement syndrome. I'll explain more when we come back. Stay tuned to The Richie Wynn Show, The Logical Choice.
Right. Robert Lewis here from the Radio Realtors, and have you ever wondered why we always have to learn things the hard way? Well, I had this happen to me with carpet cleaning, and did you know that many carpet cleaning companies, they only clean the top 20 to 25% of your carpet, and it looks good from the top, but when your carpet starts filling up with dirt, oil, dust, it doesn't take long for that carpet to start looking dirty again. And this happened to me several times until I hired Zero Res. You see, Zero Res's cleaning goes all the way through the fibers and with no dirt attracting residues, so your carpet stays clean longer. Once you understand the Zero Res difference, you're going to be like me and exclusively use Zero Res for all your carpet, tile, hardwood, LVP, area rug, and upholstery cleaning. Right now, you can get 3 rooms Zero Resified starting at just $139. Call Zero Res right now at 916-245-2992. That's 916-245-2992. Or go book online at ZeroResSacramento.com and tell them you want the KTKZ special. Don't wait. Spell it forward or backward. It spells the same. Zero Res.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her Relief Factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800-4-RELIEF. ReliefFactor.com.
It's the 2024 Freedom Dinner with Mike Gallagher and Officer Tatum. Get your tickets now at AM1380TheAnswer.com.
Welcome back to the Richie Wynn Show. If you'd like to call in and be part of the program, our call-in number is 888-923-1380. That's 888-923-1380. We also have our text line set up at 916-234-6263. That's 916-234-6263. So just before the break, I was talking about this Fannie Willis case. If you're not familiar with it, it's this DA who is trying to charge Trump with RICO charges, just racketeering. It's an absurd, completely absurd charge. But she is not directly on trial right now, but indirectly on trial because her credibility is being thrown into question. Because she has been lying about the guy that she assigned to the case because she's been having an affair with this guy for years. And so there is a question about when it happened. And, well, before I get to that, there is an audio clip. This was from CNN. Jeffrey Toobin, yes, of the famed video. He's back on CNN. They brought him back. They brought him back on, and he is exasperated. Well, why does this matter? Who cares? We need to get Trump. That's the important thing. And listen to his attitude about his outrage.
Can I ask you a question? Yeah. So what? So what if they had this relationship?
Right, the question is, did they lie about it?
So what if they had it? Exactly.
But why does it? Does this prejudice Donald Trump or any of these defendants at all? I mean, that's the thing that's so baffling about all this. Suppose they had this relationship. Suppose they lied. Why does that disqualify them in this proceeding?
Well, I mean, yes, maybe to the court. An attorney lying to the court is not good.
A reason that she should be voted out of office. That's a legitimate thing. But there is no prejudice against Donald Trump.
But just the details.
So that was Anderson Cooper at the end trying to jump in there. But I certainly would not blame most people for wondering the same thing. Okay, so she had an affair. So what? What does that have to do with the Trump case? Now, this article that I mentioned before, that written by Ben Shapiro, he actually addresses this question. And I think it's really important. He says the question, I'm quoting from his article here, the question was whether she hired the guy because he was super competent and she'd paid him. And then they fell in love and they started going on cruises and having relationships and all the rest. Or whether she had known the guy for a while and decided to bring in her lover and pay him state taxpayer dollars and then go on vacations with state taxpayer dollars, not based on the interest of the people of Fulton County, but based on her own personal interest in the guy she was sleeping with. So essentially, this is about corruption. This is about her not just wanting justice, not just wanting to go after crimes, but is she the type of person who bends the rules to suit her needs? And obviously the answer is yes, since that's what she ran on. Listen, this is audio from her her ad while she was running for DA in 2018, complaining about Donald Trump directly.
America is an uncharted territory. We are angrier and more deeply divided than we've ever been at any point in our history since the Civil War. And at the eye of the storm is Donald Trump, ripping families apart, threatening women's most basic rights. I'm running for Attorney General because I will never be afraid to challenge this illegitimate president when our fundamental rights are at stake.
Boy, you can really hear the Trump derangement syndrome at work there. The whole ad's like 3 minutes long. I'm certainly not going to play the entire thing, but this is essentially how she ends it.
I believe that this president is incompetent. I believe that this president is ill-equipped to serve in the highest office of this land. And I believe that he is an embarrassment to all that we stand for. He should be charged with obstructing justice. I believe that the president of these United States can be indicted for criminal offenses. And we would join with law enforcement and other attorneys general across this nation in removing this president from office. In addition to that, the office of Attorney General will continue to follow the money because we believe that he's engaged in a patent practice of money laundering, the money from foreign governments here in New York State, and particularly related to his real estate holdings.
Okay, so essentially she's crazy. She's making things up, but here's why it matters. Here's why this relationship matters. If it was the case that she set this guy up, not set him up as in set him up like a patsy, but if she set the situation up to where there was someone she was romantically involved with, she decided to get him a job, she decided to pay him taxpayer money so that she could use that money for them to go on vacations, for them to just enjoy. That's fraud. That's illegal. And if she lies about it, if she continues to lie about it, it sure looks like she's lying about it, then that speaks to her character for whether or not she's going to follow these sorts of rules in other areas of her life. If she's going to decide, oh, okay, what I really want is the end result here. Who cares how I get there? I've complained about this so many times on this show. That is consequentialism, and I hate consequentialism. The ends do not justify the means. And her ends are get Donald Trump. Her ends are enrich herself. Her ends are take whatever lover you want. I mean, which is fine. That on its own is fine if that's what your value is. But she ran on the opposite of that. This was her during an interview when she was running.
Because they deserve a DA that won't have sex with his employees. Because they deserve a DA that won't put money in their own pocket when it should go to benefit children. Because we deserve better.
Okay, she paid the guy over $650,000 while he's been employed there. If all she was trying to do was get her lover on the payroll, then she's doing exactly what she was running against. That's why this case matters. Is she lying? Is this Trump derangement syndrome? Is she just trying to go fangs out, trying to get Trump? Because she's so accustomed to her role as the big honcho, as the chief, that she's lost all perspective for what is right, what is wrong, what she's accountable for, what she can get away with. That's why this matters. We do have some calls that I'd like to go to. Patrick in El Dorado County. Go ahead, Patrick.
Thank you so much, Richie. Here's the thing. It's worse than even what you're saying. They coordinated. They met with the legal people with O'Biden. And basically, they coordinated a hit job on Trump and all of the people in the campaign. This is total corruption by color of authority. And way back, there was a thing called the Peter Principle. Remember that? Where people rise to their level of incompetence. But the reality is this. She's 100% corrupt. She will do anything for power. She was running against probably a male DA, and then she was doing Sorrell's bidding, and basically, because why is a DA having to deal with national politics? There you go. They don't. And therein lies the problem. She's out of her lane. She's over her head. She's totally 100% corrupt. Her boyfriend was married, and basically, and then they're having commingling of campaign funds, funds from the county that she's supposed to be being a DA of.
Yep.
This is the same thing that Bragg's doing. Let's not go after real criminals. Let's go after our political opponents. And the reality is that's Democrats in action, DIA.
It's this whole thing with the consequentialism.
Despicable.
It's this mentality of if the left does it, it's just to forward the leftist ideology. So that makes it okay. However we get there, that's fine and acceptable. If any Republican does anything that forwards conservatism, it doesn't even matter. That end is so evil. We need to find a way to outlaw or criminalize whatever behavior it was that got there that forwarded conservatism.
Here's the big issue. We need one rule of law. We need one system of justice. And this country is now completely divided because of the Democrats, because of what they're doing in the legal profession, DAs, judges, dirtbags in robes, that basically, like the judge said, $355 million, by the way. You forgot another $5 million.
And right.
It's total
plus $4 million for each of his sons.
Job.
Yeah.
Yeah, and here's the thing. This is the same thing that Putin does. Now, here's the thing. Putin, what's the difference between old Biden and Putin?
Well, I would say that Putin likes to use Novichok agent, but...
Yeah, well, here's the thing. Putin kills adults, and Biden kills babies. And the reality is, Fatty Willis is basically saying, oh, yeah, the women's thing, you know what, that's code word for abortion, so we can go kill more babies. That's what the Democratic Party is. It's a party of death. It's a party of cheating and corruption. And the reality is that as a nation, we have to defeat these people and get back to rule of law. No more illegals, no more two standards of justice, and that's what has to happen. I'm voting for Trump. I'm voting against Measure One, and I'm voting for Trump to go after the liberal dictatorship. We have it here in this state. We have it around the country because of Joe Biden. Biden is a dirtbag.
I think that's a really important point about who. I mean, I think it's pretty obvious that Trump is going to be the nominee at this point, but not just for this year, but going forward. I think we need to make sure that it's really important whoever runs for office, that they are the type of individual that can stand up to the swamp, that will try and drain the swamp, and stand up to this corruption. I think that Democrats embrace it far too regularly, and unfortunately Republicans, there's too many of us that maybe they think they're doing a go-along to get-along, but the end result is they end up supporting this swamp, and we need people who will stand up and fight it instead.
I totally agree. Now, here's the thing. Biden basically hundreds of classified documents. He's guilty. And I had a security clearance. And here's the thing. He had hundreds of top-level stuff. He had mainly stuff from Ukraine that dealt with energy. Hello, Burisma.
Right.
And the thing on that is this. He should have been the so-called special prosecutor should have been a reasonable special prosecutor and said, Biden, when he comes to the end of his terms, needs to be brought up on charges.
Yep.
For everyone.
Totally agree.
Documents.
Thank you so much for the
Thank
call,
you.
Patrick. We're coming up on a break, but 100% right. We even know that he had classified documents that his ghostwriter found, and he didn't turn them over then. Stay tuned for more from The Richie Wynn Show, The Logical Choice.
America Matters, featuring Leo Zaki, redefines talk radio by featuring show hosts from around the globe and topics that are relevant to your life. Blending human interest stories with finance, science, education, and politics, you'll want to tune in every Saturday at 3 p.m. to be a part of the conversation. Leo and his guests are informative, entertaining, and slightly controversial. Don't miss a single moment of America Matters every Saturday at 3 p.m. on AM 1380 The Answer, online at americamatters.us.
Ever.
ever wonder how best to process and respond to the politically charged moral challenges of our day? We know future generations depend on our choices. Dennis Peterson, author of Unlocking the Mysteries of Creation, guides us to spiritual insights, opening the door to confidence in truth to build godly legacies and positively influence future generations. Hear Dennis every Sunday at 8 a.m. on Reclaiming Your Legacy and on demand at reclaimingyourlegacy.com.
There's adventures in life that can be quite scary, like volcano losing, for instance.
Look out for the lava, turn left! Stop!
Or swimming with sharks.
This wasn't supposed to be scary!
Or running with the bulls.
Run, hurry!
But there's one adventure that shouldn't be scary, and that's buying a home. That's why we recommend Adventure Home Inspections. They'll check everything from a home's major systems, including HVAC, interior plumbing, electrical systems, as well as the structural components, such as the foundation, floors, walls, ceilings, attics, roof, doors, and windows.
Hey everyone, this is August, owner of Adventure Home Inspections. One of the best ways to protect your home buying investment is a high-quality home inspection from Adventure Home Inspections. You can trust that you're in good hands, so give me a call, 916-367-2735, or visit us online at adventurehomeinspections.net. Start your adventure right with Adventure Home Inspections.
It's the 2024 Freedom Dinner with Mike Gallagher and Officer Tatum. Get your tickets now at am1380theanswer.com.
Welcome back to the Richie Wynn Show. If you'd like to call in and be part of the program, our call-in number is 888-923-1380. That's 888-923-1380. Just before the break, we were talking about this DA Fannie Willis. And I do need to mention one correction. I had some of my audio clips mislabeled. And there was one clip that I played from Letitia James, who's the DA in New York trying to go after Trump, and accidentally said that that was Fannie Willis. The original clip of her, that was the one just saying, with the campaign ad saying, we need to go after Trump. We hate him. He's evil. He's committed crimes, of course. Ironically, one of the big complaints that they're trying to, well, that they're claiming he was doing election fraud and trying to overturn elections, while claiming, this was in Letitia James's ad, that he was an illegitimate president. So they're claiming fraud on the 2016 election, while at the same time trying to fault Trump for claiming fraud in the 2020 election. How do you do that with a straight face? I don't get how you justify, oh yeah, there's a legitimate cause for of claim for fraud here, but you can't even claim fraud here. You can't even make that accusation. Now, I happen to think that there was fraud in the 2020 election that made a difference. Whatever fraud may have existed in the 2016 election, I don't think it made a difference. But if somebody has evidence to bring forward saying that they know that it did, I'll listen to them. They can be part of the conversation. What you don't get a right to do is say, my information is right, your information, you can't even make that claim. You can't even bring that subject up. I've already decided on this, and you're wrong to the extent that you need to be prosecuted for it. And that's what Letitia James is doing. What Fannie Willis is doing, well, like I said before, it's hypocrisy. Like, I mean, she was the right clip of her earlier when I was talking about, or when she was saying during an interview, that they need a DA who's not going to sleep with employees and not going to just scam a bunch of money. And it seems like that's exactly what she did. And she is not helping her case at all getting up on the stand. She had this outburst. Well, she had multiple outbursts when she was on the stand. But there was one that was so bad, even the judge called for, we need a 5-minute recess at the end of this. But she's
see,
not.
What you don't understand is because of this case, I got to move, and so I
need Merchant, to. If you could ask a more precise question,
yes, please give me the time period. That
Mr. Wade visits you at the place you laid your head.
When
has he ever visited you at the place you laid your head?
So let's be clear, because you lied in this. Let me tell you which one you lied in. Right here. I think you lied right here.
No.
This is the truth,
Judge.
And this it is a lie.
Ms. Willis, Mr. Sayna, thank you. We're going to take 5 minutes. Be back in five.
A sympathetic witness, she is not. And they even called her on it. They asked for permission to treat her as a hostile witness, and this is her response.
Well, she be treated hostile.
I think we.
I very much want to be here, so I'm not a hostile witness. I very much want to be.
Not so much that you're hostile, Ms. Willis. It'd be an adverse witness. Your interests are opposed to Ms. Merchant's.
Thank you. Merchant's interests are contrary to democracy, Your Honor, not to mine.
Isn't that Fauci-esque? I am for democracy. You are for your own agenda. Just like Fauci was like, I am for the science. You are for your own agenda. It's the same mentality. She has elevated herself to saint, and she can do no wrong. We do have a call that I want to go to. Anne in Sacramento. Go ahead, Anne.
Oh, my reaction is lowbrow, I'm afraid. The reason I called, and you already corrected it on confusing the woman in New York with Fani, F-A-N-I. I think it's pronounced Fani.
Oh, I keep hearing Fani everywhere.
I know that. Yeah.
Either way, D.A. Willis.
Yeah, a lot of innuendo in that.
I think she needs a W in there. All good people named Fawn have a W in their name.
Her problems are she's just digging a hole for herself. I don't know if you listened to the whole thing. I didn't listen to it. Frankly, it doesn't interest me. But what has come out is the amount of cash that was exchanged between her, supposedly, and that person.
Oh, yeah, Wade?
Yeah.
Yes. Her lover, her paramour, whatever you want to describe
right.
it as.
Well, she's digging a hole. I mean, where's all this money? There's no accounting for this money?
Nope. Oh, well, don't you know she has cash? Her father raised her to have 6 months of cash lying around the house at any moment.
Well, her
and she's complaining about having to move. Well, yeah, if you start broadcasting to the world that you have 6 months worth of a 6 month salary of cash just lying around your home, what do you think people are going to do?
Well, I'm not thinking it's salary.
Oh, no. I mean, by all accounts, it looks like she got this guy hired so that they could use this new income as their fund money.
That's the issue here. Right?
While she was on the stand, she even said that she took a bunch of money out of her campaign funds. I have no idea if that's a campaign violation or not, or if she's allowed to do that. But just the brazenness with, oh, yeah, I get cash from all over. Who knows where it really comes from? It's all fungible.
But her father, up until now, I kept hearing that he's Black Panther. He's an attorney. Her father's an attorney.
No reason he can't be both?
Well, I guess, right. Well, at any rate, you corrected it. I don't want to tie this up, but this.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the call.
I have a lowbrow reaction to this, I'm afraid.
No worries. Like I said at the beginning, I want people to challenge me. I love it when people call in and disagree with me. And if it's a correction like this, that's fantastic. Don't just shine me on and tell me everything's wonderful and I can do no wrong. That does not help me. It doesn't help anybody else either. So thank you very much for the call.
Thank you.
Always Bye-bye. Appreciate it. Yeah, if you missed the beginning of the show, it's this quote that I started the very first broadcast of the show. I mentioned this quote. We find comfort among those who agree with us, growth among those who don't. We need people to challenge us. This D.A. Willis individual has not had enough people in her life that challenge her. Or maybe they've been there and she's just found a way to dismiss them. People do this all the time, whether they decide to see racism everywhere or sexism or whatever it is. If you think the world is biased against you, you're insulating yourself from potentially constructive criticism. Even if the criticism isn't constructive. There's a story, I think I may have mentioned this story before on the air. I decided to work on a book years ago, and I was starting to create an outline. And at the same time, there was a girl that I was seeing, and it ended poorly. She went crazy on me. This is during the Trump, not long after Trump had gotten the nomination. She absolutely hated that I would ever have the possibility of voting for Trump. The election hadn't actually happened yet. But as things were ending, I remember fantasizing to myself about, like, I wish I could have given her the outline to my book ahead of time and had her look it over. And maybe at the time she, oh, yeah, it looks great. I love it. And then get her opinion after she hates me. And it just would have been so fantastic to have her say, you know what? I never liked your outline. I thought this point was stupid and this one doesn't make any sense and this is a bad idea. And it just would have been fantastic. This is just my own little personal fantasy, but it would have been so, oh yeah, let me get a paper and pencil. Say again what those complaints are and just get notes on that sort of thing. People who disagree with you, people who even hate you, can be so useful. Doesn't mean they're fun to be around. Don't surround yourself with hateful individuals, obviously. But they have a use. And more to the point, insulating yourself from their opinions, insulating yourself from any information they may have, is not always helpful. It might help you emotionally, but it doesn't help your growth. And back to this quote, we find comfort among those who agree with us. This D.A. Willis has experienced nothing, part of it from her own behavior, because I can't imagine being a D.A. that 100% of your employees all agree with you and just worship you. I'm sure she's had employees that disagree with her, coworkers that disagree with her. But she, her mentality, she has insulated herself from all of their opinions. Anything they say against her, maybe she just decides conservatives are all Nazis, they don't matter. Or maybe everybody who disagrees with her is a racist, so their opinions can be discounted. Whatever she's done, she's insulated herself from among them. And then the end of this quote, growth among those who don't. She has not grown. Ever. You listen to that attitude on the stand. She's trying so hard to not answer the questions. She's incredibly defiant, incredibly defensive. She keeps talking about how she wasn't even called to be here. She just heard the testimony from Wade, her lover, and she had to come in and testify. And all she wants to do is criticize. She doesn't actually want to be on the stand. She wants to run the show. She wants to be the judge. She does not have any growth. This is a childish behavior. I'm sure whoever the attorney was telling you, like, please, please do not get on the stand. Oh, I beg of you, do not get on the stand. But she did. And this attitude has just been on parade the entire time. And this is something, it's something that we're all susceptible to. All of us have this propensity to be too full of ourselves. Hopefully, as Republicans, I hope that we, by our very nature of the society we live in, the media culture we live in, it's very hard for us to escape that criticism. It's very hard for us to escape that pushback. We can mentally insulate ourselves, but be careful about how much you do it. It's much harder for us to go through life with that insulated ability. It takes a lot more effort, essentially. The left, it's much easier to. So it's no wonder that it pops up more frequently in people on the left. And if you disagree with me, please call and let me know. 888-923-1380. I'd love to hear from people who disagree with me, specifically because of this. Someone who doesn't like to hear people disagree with him is Putin. Now, we had a call about that earlier, referencing him roughly. But there is some news coming out of Russia that Alexei Navalny has died. Died in prison, 47 years old. Yes, died of old age at 47 years old. Already was poisoned by Novichok agent once. Is there any question at all that Putin was behind this? Even there was a 2020 interview with him after he got poisoned by Novichok agent. And I think it was Barbara Walters that was interviewing him. Whoever it was saying, you know, is there any possibility? Maybe you've been critical of these oligarchs and other powerful people in Russia. Maybe they did it. And he said, no, it's not possible. You can't go down to the store. And even if you have millions, even billions of dollars, you cannot get a hold of this stuff. Even if you can get a hold of it, you can't use it. It's incredibly dangerous. It takes government to do it. And additionally, even if all that was true, even if they did somehow get a hold of it and did find some way to apply it, there's no investigation afterward. Oh, some Novichok agent turned up. It poisoned somebody. Okay, nothing to see here. No investigation. Let's move on. Obviously, Putin was behind it. And now the guy's dead. Does that shock anyone? Well, no. We've had senators, we've had congressmen, even the president have all come out saying that they're against it. Biden has made threats. Will he make good on them? Probably not, but we'll see. Stay tuned for more. The Richie Wynn Show, The Logical Choice.
It's Big O Tires, buy two, get two tires free sale now through Monday. This legendary deal comes once a year on select in-stock sets. And with the purchase of a tire protection package, one-year alignment, and installation package on all four tires, you'll get four tires for the price of two. Plus, getting credit is easy this week. Flexible options are available, and approval just takes minutes. During this once-a-year opportunity to get four tires for the price of two at participating Big O Tires, the team you trust.
For centuries, anniversaries have been celebrated with extravagant gifts and traditional ceremonies, but not today. Noble Way Pest Control celebrates 30 years of vanquishing vermin from your humble home with a noble mashup.
Time to call in the real professionals.
You mean Noble Way Pest Control?
Noble Way Pest Control, how can we help?
It's huge. It won't leave.
I have summoned Sir Miles Noble and the Noble Way Pest Control. He exterminates and he knows things.
Hey, guys, shh, quiet. I gotta hear this on the radio.
It is I, Sir Miles Noble, here to vanquish the vermin from your castle.
I have slain the nearly indestructible cockroach,
the humble yet hidden termite, and some other undesirable flying insects.
Hey, boss, we got a problem.
What's that thing?
Noble Way Pest Control is asking questions. He wants to exterminate.
Why is it that every time we start to settle in, Miles Noble has to mess it all up? This does not make me happy, Daddy.
For 30 years, Noble Way Pest Control has taken care of your bug problems and provided some fun along the way. Learn more about the Sacramento region's leader in pest control at thenobleway.com. Yay, no bugs.
Listen to Real Life Lending with Eric Ilofsky every Sunday at noon on AM 1380 The Answer. Tune in every week to find out what you can do and what you can't do in a real estate transaction. It's the show that gives you the power of knowledge and the answers to your real estate questions. Call or text Eric anytime at 916-806-0606. And listen to Real Life Lending every Sunday at noon on AM 1380. The Answer.
It's the 2024 Freedom Dinner with Mike Gallagher and Officer Tatum. Get your tickets now at am1380theanswer.com.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Welcome back to the Richie Wynn Show. If you'd like to call in and be part of the program, our call-in number is 888-923-1380. That's 888-923-1380. We also have our text line set up at 916-234-6263. That's 916-234-6263. We did get a text from a listener saying the father was a Black Panther from early on. This is the father of, I guess, Fonny Willis, D.A. Willis. And yeah, this is what happens when you raise someone to indoctrinate them. This is what happens in our school system when they get raised to be indoctrinated, when they go to college to be indoctrinated. And they listen to the media, and everything they get from the left is nothing but indoctrination, and they get no pushback. They get no challenge to that. So please, befriend people that disagree with you, and they don't have to disagree with you in huge ways. You know, I was listening to the show before this on the way in. I heard things that I disagree with. There were comments about politics being a man-made thing and not being godly. This show's more about politics. That show seems to be more about religious, biblical things, but I totally disagree with that. To me, politics is the practical application of philosophy. The idea that the Bible is there, it should be there as a standard like the Constitution is there. But there were comments about how the Bible interprets itself. I disagree. I think that the people do interpret. Now, their interpretations can be right and can be wrong. So just because you have an interpretation of the Bible doesn't mean it's right. But I don't think that the Bible interprets itself any more than the Constitution interprets itself. We have to interpret it, and we have to try to interpret it, or we don't have to. We're obligated to interpret it in the correct way. We're just not always successful in that. But politics, that's a practical tool. I don't see it as ungodly to have politics, be involved in politics, participate in politics, discuss politics, certainly, because it's the practical application of philosophy. And that's a wonderful disagreement discussion that can be had. It doesn't mean that he and I would disagree vehemently on every single issue. But we need people in our lives who will challenge us, who will say, you know, I think you might be off about that. Here's why. And provide that service for your friends. It can totally be done in a loving way. It doesn't have to be the leftist's version of everyone who disagrees with me is Hitler that they love to do. They don't realize it, but they're causing their own demise by doing that. They're insulating themselves from criticism. They think it makes them feel good. It's making them weaker. And then you get someone like Fonnie Willis up on the stand thinking she's doing a phenomenal job. And everybody's watching her thinking, oh my gosh, this is a train wreck. But speaking of train wrecks, metaphorically, Putin. Oh boy, this guy. And Biden's response. I have to say, I think Biden's response is even worse. At least Putin comes out of this looking like someone to be feared. Is what he did right? Absolutely not. Certainly not defending what he did at all. By all accounts, it looks like Putin is responsible for Navalny's death. Pretty much everyone agrees to that. What we aren't agreeing on is what to do next. So 3 years ago, Biden said that if Navalny died in prison, Putin would be responsible. He said that Russia would see, quote-unquote, devastating consequences. Well, he's dead. Is this the same as... Is this Biden's version of Obama's red line? At least with the red line with Syria, because if you remember, Obama said that that would be a red line in the sand, that chemical weapons should not be used, and then chemical weapons were used. At least Obama had the defense. I don't think it was a good one, but at least he had the defense of, well, it's unclear which side used the chemical weapons. It's not 100% clear that the then leader of Syria used the chemical weapons. What does Putin, or Putin, what does Biden have to defend in this case against Putin? Nothing. He said, and this is a quote from Biden, I made it clear to him that I believe the consequences of that would be devastating for Russia. And then he said this week, Putin is responsible. So he's taken away the, well, it's not clear whether or not Putin was behind this. It may have just been a coincidence. So that's not an option anymore. I mean, I don't think anybody would have really believed him, but he at least would have had something to hide behind. So he doesn't. He does not have that defense. He said what happened with Navalny is yet more proof of Putin's brutality. Okay, we're on board with this. No one's disagreeing with you. And so then that begs the question, what now are these devastating consequences that you spoke of before? What's going to happen? So then he responded saying, that was 3 years ago. In the meantime, Russia has faced a lot of consequences. They've lost and or had wounded over 350,000 Russian soldiers. They've made into a position where they have to be subjected to great sanctions across the board, and we're contemplating on what else can be done. Oh, yeah, yeah, that sounds devastating. My gosh, you moron. They lost 350,000 soldiers because they invaded Ukraine with a stupid plan. Not that they should have invaded in the first place, just to be clear. But they didn't do it well. They've put themselves into a position where they've had great sanctions. That was because they kept doing things like being provocative toward Ukraine and trying to build that pipeline that they weren't supposed to until Biden administration gave them the go-ahead. That's what the sanctions were for. The sanctions were not for killing Navalny. So you can't say, oh, well, they've faced consequences for that when the consequences were for something entirely different. And now we're thinking about it. We're contemplating what else can be done. You can at least come out firm and just say, we're exploring our other options. We have a lot of options. We're deciding which ones are appropriate. Something like that. No, it's, well, you know, we're noodling it around back there. We have people thinking night and day about this topic. It's very important to us and all of the thinkers of the world. Come on. What a weak president. No wonder he was determined to be unfit for trial. This is without even stumbling over his words. The truth is, he was never fit to be president in the first place. Need I remind you, he was the one guy that didn't want to go after Osama bin Laden. When we finally found him, he was the one guy in the room saying, "Ah, maybe we shouldn't pursue this right now." The one guy who's gun shy. And he's been this way the entire time. He is absolutely terrible on foreign policy. He's bad enough on domestic policy. He's even worse on foreign policy. And what is he supposed to do that's going to scare Russia? Is there anything he could do? Is there anything he would do? And Russia wants him to win. They don't want Trump as president. There's an article from Reuters saying that Putin replied without hesitation. Biden, he's more experienced, predictable person, politician of the old school. This is after another story that in 2016, the CIA manipulated evidence to hide the fact that Russia wanted Clinton to win, not Trump. She was seen as someone that was, again, more predictable. They like predictability. Putin is he's an old KGB guy. In intelligence, you don't want to deal with unpredictability. Better the devil you know than the devil you don't. There's a reason that that phrase exists. Even if you know you disagree with them. And I'm not saying that Clinton would have necessarily done everything Putin wanted to do, but he at least would have been able to know what her moves would be. He would have been able to predict what she's going to do and then counter them. That's what an intelligence officer wants. I want to be able to know with 100% certainty what your responses will be. I don't care so much what they will be. I can plan for what they will be, so long as I know that that's correct. If I don't know what they're going to be, that's what I can't plan for. That's why they didn't want Trump then. That's why they don't want Trump now. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean, just in case there's anybody listening that wants to disagree with everything I say, and you're welcome to call. But in case there's anybody listening who disagrees with everything I say, that doesn't mean you just want the most chaotic person possible. Don't take it to the extreme. You want some unpredictability, but not absolute unpredictability. With Biden, the only unpredictability we have is how much of a fool he's going to make of himself. Is he going to manage to be coherent, or is he going to be out to lunch? But when it comes to policy, when it comes to what actions he takes through executive order, is any of that unpredictable? His performance is unpredictable, but only in the level of embarrassment that it's going to provide for our country. His choices, they're sadly very predictable. Same with Kamala Harris's. Same with D.A. Willis's. So many of these people have Trump derangement syndrome. They've lived their lives in a bubble, thinking that they are phenomenal and everyone who disagrees with them isn't just wrong, but evil. We saw this from Clinton during the debates, when she was cheering and bragging about the people that she thought were most evil, the people that hated her the most were Republicans. That they weren't just the opposition, but they were the evil alternatives. They were the enemy. And they've lived their lives in this bubble. Please don't live your lives in a bubble. And please don't provide that bubble to other people. Lovingly, but carefully and deliberately, let them know when they're wrong. Let me know when I'm wrong. Let me know if you have an alternative point of view. Not today, because we're out of time, but next week, call in with anything that where you want to challenge me, where you want to say that I'm wrong, that I haven't thought things through. I'd love to have that debate with you. It's better for both of us. I just wish so badly that Democrats could actually understand that. Thanks for listening to The Richie Wynn Show, The Logical Choice.